facing a little challenge this morning. We are at the beginning of the second week of Advent, which goes by so quickly. Today's gospel introduces us to a very important Advent figure, John the Baptist. And today's first reading describes him as a messenger sent ahead of the Messiah to prepare the way of the Lord. And today's second reading tells us that the day of the Lord, the end of time, is going to come like a thief. So here we are. We're preparing for Christmas. We're preparing for the coming of the Lord. We're preparing for the end of time. That's already a lot of things to prepare for. And today, just to make things more challenging, we are also preparing for something in between, not Christmas, which will be soon, just 19 days from now, not the end of the world, which will be, we don't know when, but something in between, the year 2021, the festive celebration of the 500th anniversary of the arrival of Christianity here in the Philippines, 1521 to 2021. And our bishop, Bishop Mercado, has prepared a pastoral letter to be read on this occasion. Well, I can't figure out how to put all this together, so this is what I have decided to do. I'm going to give a short reflection on the readings right now, and then at the end of the Mass, I'm going to read the pastoral letter of the bishop, which I think is a fitting way to do it, because the end of the Mass sends us forth into the world, right? Go and serve the Lord, go. And the letter of the bishop is on mission, which is ascending forth into the world. So I think it's an appropriate way to handle this little challenge. Okay, so let me share with you two ideas we can ponder from today's scripture readings. First of all, about how to think about the future, our attitude toward the future. You see, St. Peter here in the second reading tells us that a day will come, a future day will come. It could be one day from now, it could be 1,000 years from now. It's all the same to God. One day is as 1,000 years. But a day will come when the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Doesn't sound very encouraging. In fact, it sounds frightening. It doesn't sound like good news. It sounds like bad news. The destruction of everything by fire sounds like a cataclysm right out of a Hollywood movie. But St. Peter tells us how we are to approach this future event. We are to conduct ourselves in holiness and devotion, he says, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God. Waiting for, we can understand, because we have no choice, we have to wait. But hastening the coming of the day of God. See what he's telling us? This is not something to be avoided. This is not something that we run away from. This is something we run toward, something we look forward to. In other words, we are not to live in fear of what is to come. And we're not to live in sadness of all that will be lost. Rather, we are to live in joyful anticipation of something much greater that will take its place. So we're not mourning the loss of the old heavens and the old earth. We are awaiting new heavens and a new earth, which are much better. So much better that we don't even mind what we lose. So this is good news. Good news. This is news that gives us joy. No amount of suffering, no pandemic, no economic collapse, no sickness, no death, no interference of our Christmas plans or any other thing that we complain about Nothing can separate us from the love of God, and the God who is love is coming to us. So we should be hastening to go to Him. That's how we're supposed to think about the future, with hope, with joy. Okay, yan ang unang point. So how to think about the future. Ikalawa, what do we do in the meantime? We do what John the Baptist tells us. We prepare the way of the Lord. We prepare. We work with dedication to fill in every valley and to lower every mountain and hill. That is, to build up what is good, to supply what is missing, and to tear down and get rid of anything that gets in the way of the Lord. You see, the same attitude that I mentioned in point one, this is a preparation. We're not simply preparing a way to get out of the way, we're preparing a way for our encounter with the Lord. Our valleys, of course it's a symbol, valleys typically are what we still lack. And once we ask ourselves what is lacking, we can easily come up with things. No, we lack patience, we lack courage, we lack generosity, we lack prayer, we lack love, we don't love enough, we don't love God enough, we don't love our neighbor enough. There's plenty of things we lack, there's plenty of valleys to be filled in. Yes, let's do it. What about the mountains? The mountains are what we have too much of. Too much pride, too much anger, too much envy, too much lust, too much rash judgment, too much self-focus. It's mountains. And these things have to be demolished. Now, we can't do that on our own. Who can tear down a mountain? God can tear down a mountain, but we are the ones who are opening ourselves to the power of God tearing down mountains. If we think of it, there's lots of practical applications to this lowering of mountains and hills, things that get in the way, things like Facebook or any of the social media, things like gossip, things like complaining, things like focusing too much on COVID-19 and not getting on with life. These are all mountains. Oh, we should not let them get in the way of the Lord. So we have work to do. We have plenty of work to do, but it's a work that we do with a great goal in mind, welcoming the coming of the Lord. So just to summarize these two points, while we await the future new heavens and new earth, we prepare the way today.